Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
The warmer temperatures give us the promise of spring, so let's get a head start on this season. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our experts in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. It is Mr. Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Great to be here.
Great to have you here. Today on GLT's Grow, Murph has advice for starting seeds for our garden. So we can get started on that right now.
We can. What you want to do is give some consideration first off to the location of your garden, the size of your garden, and the desired crops. And that'll give you a real good trail to follow in finding the seeds that you need. And it's getting to be about that time. So let's use the academic calendar, and spring break is always a big marker in the academic world. And it is if you're about to graduate or have recently graduated, because it's my understanding it's now a tradition to keep going on spring break after you leave college.
Really?
Which I recommend highly. Yeah. But the time after spring break, so we're getting into middle of March, the end of March, beginning of April at the latest, that's when you want to get your various vegetable and flower seeds in trays to germinate.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they germinate in these trays or small vessels, then they're going to be transferred out of doors to the ground.
But we need to wait on that until maybe after Mother's Day?
No. Transferring to the ground?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. After Good Friday for the eager beaver and after Mother's Day for the safety Sam. Okay.
So, okay.
Yeah. But let's give this some thought, right? So a 25 by 25 garden, it can have as many as a dozen 25-foot rows that are 12 to 24 inches between each row. That's a lot of gardening.
Yes.
And now think about this, too. There are a lot of stuff that we plant in our garden early that produces early that gives us opportunity for succession crops.
Ah.
So things that are really common as succession crops are like peas and lettuce and some of our below-ground friends like beets, carrots, things like that.
Okay.
So I'm saying that because you get this early start on your small garden and you get your first batch of early peas, you got all kinds of growing season left to sow and grow a second or third succession of peas. Or you follow the peas with something like lettuce or carrots. So that's why you need to have a clear understanding of the location and the size and the desired crops you want to grow. Not all rows are 12 inches wide. Some need to be 48 inches wide.
Wow.
If you're growing a potatoes, you know, they take up a lot more room.
Yeah. Now, what about flowers?
Flowers, they are very much the same, but the rows are closer.
Okay.
The rows are closer. One way the flowers and the vegetables are alike is always want to plant a little more than your row space allows for, because you go to pick up the tray the day that you need to plant them outside and one of your thumbs crushes the one that's next to the edge.
Right.
Or a couple just didn't sprout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's part of the estimating and planning you need to take into consideration. Now, then you need to think about seed. If you have seed left over from the past and you've stored it correctly, good luck to you. That's a good practice. Frugality is definitely a virtue, and there's nothing like seeing that plant come back up for a second time after you've collected the seed. But if you don't have your own seed vault to draw on, you will probably be buying seed. And what you need to know that's really, I think, one of the most important things related to seed starting is treated seed is a seed that has been washed or treated or sprayed or soaked or whatever with some kind of inhibitor that prevents seed-borne diseases like damping off.
Okay, and it will say on the package that they've got this treatment.
If it'll say untreated, and if it's treated, it'll give you the active ingredient to let you know what it's helping with.
So do you recommend the treated?
I recommend the treated. I really do. And another thing that Grow Corporate recommends are the soil-free or the soil-less starting mixes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what they're just basically called on the bag, soil-free starting
soil-less
mix?
Soil-less or soil-free, right?
Okay,
and,
right to the point.
A lot of times they're mica and vermiculite and together or apart with something else that's non-soil.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, we're starting seeds.
The reason I'd like you to consider using the treated seed and the soilless starter is it prevents that damping off condition, which is a type of early decay. And it comes about because there is decay elements in soil, in earth. But when you use the soilless mix, the mica perlite mixes, none of that is there. And damping off is when that tender seedling is attacked by these decomposition factors, and the seedling just falls over. You have this beautiful, healthy seedling one day, and the next day you come down and see, take a look at your seeds, and it's the seedling is falling over. If you're growing things indoors, damping off is always a hazard. So the key thing to keep in mind for your seed trays now and until it's time to maybe condition them outside when the frost hazard is gone, is they need lots of sun, a minimum of 6 hours of sunlight, and good air quality where mold doesn't start to grow on the moist medium that's in these trays or pots that you're using to start the seeds. So that's the most important thing. You want to keep in mind this 45 to 90 day window is how long it takes to produce a viable seed into a viable seedling that would be transferred outside.
To a viable plant.
To a viable location that has that same great sunny exposure.
Mm-hmm.
It drains well. And there's some important dates to remember for transferring your new germinated seedlings. It's the last frost date. You can get that from the extension office or Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah. Love that.
Good Friday is another, it's a Christian holiday, but it's a good holiday to keep in mind for your potatoes and your second succession of below ground plantings.
Mm-hmm.
But potatoes in particular, that's the earliest you can start them. We're going to be talking about potatoes in the near future,
I'll
save the rest of that.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah. So I think if you just keep all those things in mind, do your proper planning, enjoy laying out your garden, get all the seeds that you need and a few extras going in that soil-free, sunny environment, you're going to be successful.
Yeah. Well, what about some recommendations? Do you have some in mind that maybe you're going to be starting soon?
I am going to start pomegranate lettuce because I fell in love with it a couple years ago.
Is that easy to grow?
Yes. It's a red leafy lettuce, and the dark greens and red purpley colored vegetables are high in vitamin content.
You bet.
We're going to do things a little different this year because we're not producing a vegetable garden at our house. We're going to do it at my parents' house where they have more space and more sunlight and less competition from trees and things like that. But we are looking forward to planting blueberries, but we're not growing them from seed. We're growing them from the quart starts.
Okay.
And we're going to grow okra again this year, so it takes a little longer for those seeds to get up and ready to plant outside.
Is okra fussy?
It likes heat.
Well, which we can't always give it.
I know.
You know?
I know, and it is kind of fussy, but it's just such a great vegetable. I mean, you can do so much with it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it might be worth a try.
The heat, and you got to plant it late, because if you plant it too early, a little bit of cold is harmful.
Okay, great. All right, thank you so much, Murph. Next week on GLT's Grow, it's the best way to share our yards with our pets. Now, we are, as I said, coming up on spring, and if you've got a spring gardening question or just any kind of a gardening question or a problem that you would like Murph to handle, go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form, and send it along to us. It's possible that Murph will pick your question to answer on the air. We would really love to hear from you, and do send along photos if you have a photo to submit, and you can do that at wglt.org/grow.